Ah, good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The End Begins.
Dalmari, you're getting better at swinging that spear, aren't you?
I'll do whatever it takes to make sure you don't help Sir Tristan the Cold, Sir Mark.
Yeah, and speaking of which, can you hold on just a second? I need to make a call.
Put that walking talking away. I'm being serious, Sir Mark.
Sir Mark, I do pray you have some good news for us.
Sorry, Sir T, but I'm going to have to disappoint you on that one. You want the bad news first?
Just get to it.
I'm being a little, held up back here. I don't think I'm going to be able to join you all.
If you want to be a knight so bad, then put that walking-talking down and fight me, Sir Mark!
And the good news?
No, sorry. It's bad news all the way down over here. Because, there might be someone coming up the stairs behind you.
Might be.
Okay, so there is. I couldn't hold them all back, Sir T, so you're going to have to hustle the rest of the way up the tower without me, or else Caroline's going to catch up with you, and trust me, you do not want to get on her bad side. Sir T? Sir T, hello? Hey, watch it, Tal. You almost got me with that one.
Don't you get it yet, Sir Mark? Don't you understand how important this is?
Tal, it's just a job.
People are going to die. Monsters, humans, all kinds of people. They're all going to die. And so long as you're on the side that's making them die, you and me are enemies.
You keep swinging that thing around, Tal. You're going to hurt somebody.
My spear!
Well, if you're not going to use it right, you shouldn't use it at all. There. Can we put away the weapons and talk now?
No. You'll have to kill me.
Oh, Talfrin, come on!
You always wanted to be a knight, Sir Mark. Ever since we were kids and we'd play fight with sticks and you made me be the bad guy. You always won our fights back then, too. Well, here you go, okay? You won the duel. You're the knight and I'm the bad guy. So if you want to be a knight so bad, I think you'd better do what a knight's supposed to do right now. Otherwise, you're just playing pretend while people are dying.
Jeez, Tal. I've never heard you talk like this before. Or look like this.
It's easier to be brave when you're doing the right thing.
The right thing? Oh, get off your high horse already. Yeah, I get the horse irony. Thank you, Dampierre. Tal, the knights are the good guys. That's how all the stories go.
And who wrote those stories, Sir Mark?
How should I know? But I've worked forever to get here, and I earned it. And so did you. So let's knock this stupid fight off and go do our jobs, okay?
You need to stop calling it a job and start thinking about what you're actually doing.
Oh, what's the worst that could happen?
Whoa, what was that?
It sounded like an explosion? This was you all, wasn't it? Caroline runs up the stairs past us, then there's an explosion, and you're sabotaging our mission, aren't you?
Wasn't your mission already sabotage?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So I guess we're winning. Well, that explosion must have been Sir Tristan's big miracle. Real hero stuff. I told you, Tal, the knights are the good guys, and we're gonna win. Something blew up the wall!
What are those things in the sky? Those big metal birds? And they're dropping explosions everywhere! Silver Shore is... But why?
I don't know why, but... Those flying things are coming this way! Come on, Tal. Hop up on Dampierre and let's get out of here. I don't think this tower can take too many of those blasts.
No.
No? What do you mean, no? This isn't the time to... Tal! Talfrin! Come on, Dampierre. Tal, you're being ridiculous. Get on Dampierre, let's get out of here.
Nothing's changed, Sir Mark.
What do you mean nothing's changed? I can't just leave you here. You're my brother. You act like that doesn't even matter.
Of course it matters. This isn't easy for me either.
Then just shut up and get on the horse. Just look at the size of the shell sticking through that wall. This tower is going down, Tal, and I don't want to go down with it.
Then you better keep going, Sir Mark. I'm not coming with you until you see reason.
See reason? Fine. You want to get buried alive in a city of monsters? Be my guest. Come on, Dampierre. I said, let's go.
Goodbye, Sir Mark. And be safe. Almost there. I just need to make it outside and... No! The front door looks like it's about to collapse. Come on, Telfrin, come on. Oh, no, I'm too late. I'm not crushed.
Crushed? Why, never, friend Telfrin. So long as Angelo the Strong is by your side, you shall forever be safe.
Angelo!
The one and only! But perhaps we could continue this conversation somewhere I am not holding this doorway up. My strength is prodigious, but I fear the tower's weight is prodigiouser.
Oh, right!
Telfrin!
Villa! You're all right! And Lord Arum! And Ale, everyone's okay!
Yes, our storming of the tower was a great success. Between Angelo and Ale's physical might and our popping pods, we managed to remove the knights from the tower.
Saved their lives doing it, not that they were grateful. The tower started coming down and they all just ran off.
And Sir Mark, did he make it out okay?
Mark galloped right past us without saying anything. Guess he had some knights to catch up with.
But more importantly, Telfrin, where is Damien? And Caroline and Olala? Surely you met them in the tower?
No, I didn't see anyone after I let Caroline through. Sir Mark stopped me.
Of course he did.
But how will they escape? The door's completely collapsed, and with the tower coming down any second...
Help!
Help! Hark! A cry for help!
Schoolboy, the world is ending around us. A lot of people are probably asking for help.
Perhaps so, but the tone of that voice, it seems familiar.
Help!
Damien!
Begad's in that window! It's Damien! And he's still near the top of the clock tower! Damien, where are Caroline and Olala?
We haven't the time for questions. That tower could come down at any minute. Now, where is that popping pod?
Here. Angelo, can you throw this up to Damien? He'll know what to do with it.
To the top of that tower? But of course! With just 15 to 20 minutes to warm up my shoulder.
I don't think we have that long, Angelo. That metal bird just rammed something like a cannonball into the wall below Damien's window, and the whole tower is starting to shake.
Well then, I suppose a cramp is acceptable between best friends and rivals. Popping pod, away!
Aha! A most ingenious stratagem by Rilla.
He does know we can't hear him from this far away, right?
Damien, less thanking, more climbing.
There was a vine inside the popping pod. That's a great idea, Rilla. Now Damien can climb down.
It is not merely a vine, Telfrin. It is a creeper peed, a magical variant of ivy that grows stories tall and clings to a surface with many grasping legs. It should be able to anchor itself to the wall and allow Damien a safe climb downwards if he climbs quickly. But also, it was my idea first.
Hold on tight, Damien.
Begad! But what was that noise?
The creeperpede also makes that noise. It is one of its many features. Now climb, Damien, climb!
Yes, yes, it looks like he's going to make it! But where are Caroline and Olava?
He'll have to tell us when he gets down here.
That vine is crawling straight towards the, big metal cannonball stuck in the tower wall.
Saints above! Is that scream of pain also one of the creeperpede's many features?
Look, it's withering away! The vine touched that cannonball and now it's just... crumbling!
But why? It's not hurting Damien.
Unless... that shell and these flying creatures... could they be made of anti-magic metal?
The vine can't hold his weight any longer! He's going to fall!
Honeysuckle. Damien!
Saint Damien, you have calm waves and etc. etc. Help me find a way forward through your tranquility before I am dashed to pieces upon the stones. Your tranquility, oh Saint, your tranquility. That voice. Guan Yi.
Sup? Need a hand?
Yes!
Okay. Gucci, Gucci, goo, big man.
What are you? Saints above, I'm falling so slowly now. What is that strange feather?
Rock's feather. Well, actually, it's the rock's dandruff that does the trick, and you just inhaled a whole bunch of that. No bad side effects, besides your whole head swelling up like a balloon, and, you know, the pretty significant pain that'll happen when your whole head swells up like a balloon.
Yes, I believe I see what you mean.
Listen, you got a second for a few questions, because I've got a few things on my mind I'd like to get straightened out.
Perhaps it could wait until we've touched ground?
First up, Caroline and Ola, you know, like, Caroline. Tall drink of water, terrifying eyes, biceps that could choke out a horse, most beautiful woman who ever was, that Caroline? Where is she?
I'm afraid I don't know, nor where Ola is, nor Sir Lamorak.
See, that's the kind of answer you don't want to give me. That's the kind of answer that'll make things like this happen. Tickle, tickle.
I'm floating again. But what? Why
I'm a busy guy, Damien. I've been out cold for I don't know how long, and it's given me some perspective on things. Like, love, you know what I mean?
Yes,
I'd do just about anything for love, and I sure love my Caroline. So I'm gonna ask you one more time, and maybe this time, you'll tell me what I want to know. Where is she?
Why, ye, really, if I knew where she was, I would tell you, but I...
Don't say it.
But I...
Because you know what's gonna happen if you say it.
But truly, I do not know where she is. One moment she, Olala, and Lamorak were there, and the next they were gone.
You just had to go and say it, didn't you?
Wait, please. No! I'm alive.
Damien! What ho, Damien!
Honeysuckle.
Oh, my lizard lord, my Rilla. Oh, what a great joy it is to hold you both again.
He's impossible. You talk to him. Damien, I'm so glad you're safe.
You fool. How could you have left without us? However Sir Tristan threatened you, we could have destroyed him together.
I think we've got something else to worry about first, don't we? Where's Caroline? And was Olala with you guys?
Thank you.
Because that clock tower looks like it could come down any second if they're still in there.
What is that noise?
I believe that is the tower coming down any second. Take cover!
Is everyone all right?
I am here, Amaryllis.
Same!
Ollie and I are well.
And Damien? Damien?
No need to worry, sweetie. He's right here with me.
Kuan Yi, what are you doing to him?
Oh, we were just having a little chat. First I asked, Mr. Damien, how could you leave the most precious woman and the sweetest little girl alone to die while the tower collapsed? And you know what he said to me?
What?
But maybe that's because I was choking him in the time.
What? In the tower?
Oh, now you have something to say.
I don't know where, but they weren't in the tower.
Explain.
I don't know.
It's all right, Damien. Just start from the beginning.
There, at the top of the tower, there were six of us. Six lives, but only two whose fates I know for certain. Sir Tristan the Cold is dead, and I am alive.
Oh, sweetie, you mean you're alive for now?
Not helpful, Kuan Yi. Damien, what happened to Caroline and Olala?
It was after the destruction began. After the destruction began and the tower began to shake, something was wrong with Olala. She began to look very pale, pale as the grave, and she was so frightened or horrified or something by the explosions outside that she could neither move nor speak. And then it was as though the ground beneath her feet had begun to warp, buckle, bend. Caroline and Sir Lamorack rushed towards her.
Sir who?
Shh! He's being useful!
But just then, an explosion rocked the clock tower. I was thrown from my feet, and by the time I righted myself again, all three of them had vanished. Sir Lamorack, Caroline, Olala, all gone.
Well, if you didn't know where they were, why didn't you just say so?
I...
This has been a complete waste of my time. Poof.
Kuan Yi, where are you going?
To find my Caroline, of course. So don't get in my way.
Did Kuan Yi seem different to you?
She did indeed. Our fair witch has been harsh from time to time. Saints only know how many slug body curses she's inflicted upon me. But to choke Damien like that, one can only imagine what she saw out there in those desert plains of madness.
Honeysuckle, did something happen in that tower to cause all of this destruction? Telfrin has told us that there was something at the top that Sir Tristan meant to find.
Yes, and destroy. A protective spirit of Silver Shore, a creature that guarded this city from these strange weapons from over the edge of the world.
Over the edge of the world?
That is where these flying death dealers came from, yes. The saints only know what foul evil commands them, but I know that it is evil indeed. For the man who killed Silver Shore's protective spirit, the man who opened the way for these horrors, was Sir Galahad the Great.
Galahad? You saw him?
He had been manipulating Sir Tristan from the start in the guises of his falcon chivalry and my Saint Damien.
Then he's here? In Silvershore?
Ole!
Where did he go? Where can I find him?
I do not know. He vanished by his own power just as the attack began.
Okay, I've heard enough. We have to find a way out of Silvershore.
But how? I got in through Sir Tristan's, or I guess Sir Galahad's magic.
Without Olala, we cannot use the thought stream to cross the mirrored plains.
And I believe the great Mermother Amma made it very clear what our fate would be if we attempted to cross through her kingdom again.
Then we're just stuck here? We can't be. If we just wait around while those things drop explosives and cannonballs and whatever else everywhere, we're dead.
Hello? Hello there? What are you doing waiting here? We've got to get to safety quickly.
I recognize that voice. Krigatilly, the bookstall owner. Big gads, man, what are you doing here?
My shop was destroyed by one of those strange birds, but I've heard that everyone is heading to the city beneath to hide until the destruction ends. You should come with us.
A fantastic idea. Does that seem safe enough to you?
It's better than nothing. But safe? I don't know if safe is an option anymore.
Seems we were not the only ones with this idea. Saints alive, but there are a great many people waiting to board these glass leviathans.
I don't like that there are so many of us gathered here.
Yeah, I get kind of claustrophobic in big crowds, too.
That isn't... What I mean to say is that it makes us a rather noticeable target.
Well, there's no need to worry, friends. Given the size of those glass beasts and the rate at which they're being filled, I should think we will make our descent within 8 or 9 trips.
That's going to take nearly 2 hours.
Well, surely with a bit of cooperation, we can accelerate that timeline. Hello, good people of Silvershore!
Skunkai.
Please, can we go about this in an orderly fashion, friends? We will all board the glass leviathans much more quickly if we... Oh, there was swift indeed. The crowd is clear.
But they haven't boarded the glass leviathan. They're all just running away.
That noise. I think I see why everyone's running. We've got one of those flying metal things coming at us.
Watch your arms and legs, everyone, because our final descent into the city beneath will begin momentarily.
Wait, no! You can't leave. We still need to get to the city beneath.
We have to leave now. That flying metal creature is coming, and there is no room for all of you.
Well, we'll make room, okay? Just give us a minute and we'll stop that weird bird.
What?
Now this is the heroism I've been waiting for. Good show, Rilla.
My love, how will we stop it?
I don't know yet. Aram, do you have another Creeperpede pod ready?
Amaryllis, those creatures are likely made of anti-magic metal as well. The Creeperpede will die the moment it touches.
That's what I'm hoping for. Do you have one?
Indeed, there's one just here, but I don't
Damien,
understand.
Can you fire this popping pod into the spinning parts of that flying thing? Its wings don't flap, and if it's anti-magic, it can't be using magic to fly, so I think they're what keeps it moving.
Then even once withered, the Creeperpede will... I think I see it now. An ingenious stratagem, Myrilla. Hand it here. Damien, let this arrow fly straight and true.
Ah. A direct hit! Good show, Damien!
It looks like you were right, Rilla. The Creeperpede's gunking up that metal bird's spinning parts, and now it's slowing down.
Coming down? But, doesn't it seem like it's coming down in this direction?
We did it! We really did it! We took down the flying... whatever it is!
It's like no monster I've ever seen.
And where's the glass leviathan? Oh, they left without us. They really left without us.
Hey, guys?
What are we supposed to do now? Without a glass leviathan to bring us to the city beneath, we're just waiting for another of those bombs to...
Guys! I think I hear something inside that... bird.
Ollie, what are you doing?
Going to check.
Doesn't that seem dangerous?
The flying metal creature appears to be floating on the water. And knowing our enemy could give us very important information. Well, what do you see?
There's... well, it looks like a machine of some kind. And...
what is it? Ollie?
There's someone in here.
Someone?
What manner of evil lives beyond the edge of the world?
Well, he's knocked out, but it looks like he's, human.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just search for The Penumbra Podcast on dftba.com to find posters, pins, apparel, soundtracks, and recordings of our live shows. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts. And at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from co-creators Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Viber.
Somebody who is disadvantaged and finally achieves their goal. And if you're someone who the system doesn't advantage and you then succeed within the system, it's really hard to conceive of giving that up.
Right. Admitting. We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Keo finally created an account purely to back PenPod, A Raccoon with Heelys, The Emerald Eight, This Podcast Haha, Tony and the Case of the Final Season, Mr. Me, Myself, and I, Ren, Cody Spaghetti, Kira, Nito Watts, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky, Thank You Penumbra Team for your amazing work, Braylon, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, Ferdinand Entrelac, The Lady Guinevere and the Beginning of the End, Adrienne S., Sydney Has Been Taken Over, Shelley Schrode, Kevin Please Say Butts on Live Recording Thanks, Jammy, Nelson, Osipit, Evett Connie, Diana Cause, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Desert Willow Loves TPP's Creator Collective, Theo Alex Dean, Nate Gibson, June Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, Allison Hull, Stryker Flynn, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, Aaron, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, the patron named Guess Who Now Murmurs O Saint Damien every time something mildly distressing happens, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Radius Elna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Marrow, Genetic, Minchowski, Catching Up After 4 Years with No Patreon Budget, Ash, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The End Begins, was told by the following people. Jason Mellon as Talfrin, Stefano Purdy as Sir Mark, M. Sutherland as Angelo, Melissa Enulet as Rilla, Noah Symes as Lord Arum, and Jimily as Ale, Matthew Zanzinger as Damien, and Melissa DeJesus as Quan Yi. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.